Yet another of the world's great cities has come under attack. This time it's Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia. Police say 7 people are dead, most of those the attackers themselves. We have on the line Joe Cochran in Jakarta. He's a reporter with the International New York Times. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Could you take us through what happened there this morning?
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's nighttime here now, and it's the end of a very emotional and shocking day. The Indonesian capital, Jakarta, was just going through its normal mid-morning routine of heavy traffic, people in office buildings, people out shopping, people walking the streets, when gun and grenade attacks occurred right in the city center along the main thoroughfare. The target, everyone seems to agree now, was a outdoor police post by traffic police officers. There were at least 7 attackers wielding handguns and also armed with grenades and possibly other explosives. Amazingly, only 2 civilians died in the attack. 5 attackers were killed, and 4 other were taken into custody. The Indonesian authorities are saying this was clearly a terrorist attack, and they're linking it to local violent radical groups linked to the Islamic State.
And have you seen them present any evidence of that, or this is just something they are saying right now, that there are ISIS links here?
Well, the police chief of the Jakarta Provincial Police, who himself is the former head of the country's elite police counterterrorism unit, told reporters some very specific information. This is General Tito Karnavian. He identified the ringleader of the group who carried out today's attack as an Indonesian suspected terrorist named Bahru Naim. And he said this person is currently in Syria, and he is a leader of a Southeast Asian group of terrorists under ISIS named Katiba Nusantara. And this is specifically a Southeast Asian-based military unit of Malay speakers from Indonesia, Malaysia, and other parts of Southeast Asia where they speak the Malay language. And according to experts, they pose a grave and increasing threat to the region.
And Joe, I know you cover this region. I mean, was it clear that there was an ISIS presence in Indonesia before, or has this come as some surprise?
It has not come as a surprise because there have been a number of arrests in recent days, weeks, and months of extremists linked to ISIS or linked to terrorist groups that are sympathizers or are linked to ISIS. So certainly the Indonesian counterterrorism authorities have been extremely active recently. There's been like 12 to 15 arrests in the past 3 or 4 weeks alone. And also government officials and terrorist analysts said there was a heightened threat of a possible terrorist attack in Indonesia, which hadn't experienced one since 2009.
I just want to be clear about one thing. I mean, there were some suggestions from an Indonesian official earlier that these attackers were imitating what happened in Paris, that there were some reports that some of these attackers blew themselves up at a Starbucks, but it appears that civilians were not being targeted here, right?
No, from what I've seen, all the evidence indicates that civilians were clearly not being targeted. If they had been, the death toll could have been in the dozens. And luckily, only 2 civilians, unfortunately, 2 civilians were killed, but it was only 2. If they had wanted to target civilians, they could have walked into any of the restaurants or hotels or office lobbies in the vicinity and done that. Clearly, they were going after the police.
All right, that's reporter Joe Cochran with the International New York Times speaking to us about attacks this morning in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, which officials in Indonesia say were carried out by attackers with links to ISIS. Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.